2/3 of the world's population, over 4.5 billion people, don't have enough to eat. Hunger is a daily reality for so many people. Question is, where's God? Has he deserted us? Or is he right there in the middle of it all? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Today we're going to be chatting about suffering, your suffering, my suffering, from that different perspective. And stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special booklet that I'd love to send you to help you discover a rich, dynamic relationship with Jesus, right there in the middle of your suffering. If I were to ask you how many people in the world today are malnourished, what would your estimate be? How many just don't have enough food to eat? 100 million? 200 million? 500 million? How many? Well, the World Health Organization estimates that 1/3 of the world is well-fed, 1/3 is underfed, and 1/3 is starving. So with a world population of 6.6 billion, that means that 2.2 billion are starving and 4.4 billion are either underfed or starving. And whilst today this program will be heard in a whole bunch of affluent nations like the USA and Australia and New Zealand, more people will be listening across Africa and Asia and the Pacific who don't have enough food to eat than are listening in affluent places who do have enough food to eat. That's just the reality of this world. I've never been in a position of starvation. I've been hungry. When I was training to be an officer in the Australian Army, on survival exercises, we would go hungry for a few days. But that's different because we always knew that in a few days that was going to end. But starvation and poverty, that's something that's entirely different. Starvation is about just not having enough food to live off. Day after day, week after week, month after month, it's about malnutrition, it's about sickness, it's about seeing children die. Every 3.5 seconds, someone dies of malnutrition. And in the affluent West, we kind of see these humanitarian disasters splashed across our televisions, the Darfur region, the refugee camps across Africa and Asia, and people suffering on an unimaginable scale. And we become desensitized to it. Here's the reality. Today, right now, we produce more than enough food to feed everyone on the planet. There's actually enough to go around. The sad thing is that there's an uneven distribution. A survey in the UK recently showed that households throw out 30%, almost 1/3, of the food that they purchase at the supermarket and the greengrocer and the butcher. We have this economic system that sees grain being stockpiled and even destroyed to keep prices up. Now, this isn't some left-wing diatribe. This is the reality. This is just the way it is in our world. And it's a system, frankly, that's based on greed, on hoarding, on profits. People are starving. It's not a God thing. It's not his fault. He has actually provided plenty. It's something we've caused. It comes back to basic selfishness and greed. Today, I want to speak to those who are hungry and to those who are full. But firstly, to those who are hungry, you who are suffering, you who don't have enough food to put in your stomach or into the stomach of your children. I want to tell you about a God who has compassion on you. As you read the Bible, you discover that God is vitally interested in providing food for the hungry. After oxygen and water, food is our most basic need for survival because God made us that way. And yet he knows because of our human greed, there will always be hungry people in this world. The suffering of your hunger is something that God understands. And I want to encourage you now that he is in that place with you right now. I want to encourage you to lift up your eyes and to put your faith in him. In the Bible, in Psalm 107, verse 8, it says this, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for all men. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. He satisfies the thirsty, and he fills the hungry with good things. God is a faithful God, and he knows our needs, and he has compassion on those who hunger. Even in the most dire circumstances, the most impossible circumstances, he will be there for us. Once when Jesus was out preaching to the crowds, thousands of them, there was no food. Listen to what happened. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me for 3 days and they have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry or they may collapse on the way." But his disciples answered, "Where could we get enough food or bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?" So it was completely impossible. And Jesus said, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few small fish." Well, Jesus told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left. The number of those who ate was 4,000, besides the women and the children. I want you to notice how this all starts. These people are following in Jesus. They're listening to him. They're putting their faith in him, and he's spending time with them. And yet he sees that they have a need. He sees that they are hungry. I have a dear friend, Joseph Kebbe, in Africa, who fled from fighting in Liberia as a young boy. He was separated from his parents. He lived in a car for 12 months with other teenagers. He fled the freedom fighters in the jungle who wanted to take him as a child soldier. And I listened to him, and this young boy, through all these troubles, placed his faith in Jesus, and miracle after miracle happened for him, and God brought him to safety. God provided for him. Those who are hungry today, if you will place your faith in him, in Jesus, he will be there with you. You know, people still die of starvation, but Jesus was the one that said, "Blessed are those who hunger now, for you will be satisfied." God is in that place. God understands the need of the hungry. He is here to comfort you today through his word. I can't put food through the radio. I can't put bread or rice or meat through the radio. What I can do is bring to you something that brings life, and that is the word of God. Now, I just want to talk briefly to those who have enough. Will you do something? Will you do something practical and sacrificial to provide for just one family amongst those 4.4 billion, this 2/3 of the world's population? Can you find a way to put food on one family's table? Can I tell you something that Jackie and I have done? We have a heart for preaching the word of God, and yes, we support that. But we believe that it's important to put food on the table. So there were 3 families in the developing world who tonight will have food on their table because we believe that we can't sit here in affluence and not provide for them. Can I encourage you to do something? Will you please, if you are wealthy and you have enough, make sure that you put food on the table of just one family who can't afford it? The truth is that God wants to have a deep, intimate, personal relationship with you, a relationship to bring you his peace, his joy, and his power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The Change You've Been Looking For, full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live the new life that Jesus wants to give you. To request your copy, stop by at our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.